Once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Sure, the local area suicide awareness group will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m., and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
Welcome back to Insight, and we are talking with the folks from Assure. And one of the things that I said in there isn't exactly correct as far as getting pledges, but if you can get some friends to throw in some money, or you throw in some money, or get your friends to come walk with you, it's
totally free. You do not have to donate if you yeah. don't have the ability. It's just fine. We want you to come and join us and fight for this cause.
Yeah, because you might be able to learn something instead of bringing something there. You might be able to take something home with you as not money or cookies, but
that intrinsic having support and knowing there are
and
people
knowing
out
that
there.
It's there.
Yeah.
I guess one of the things I was kind of thinking about getting into, and unless you want to jump to a different spot, are there certain things that somebody can look for in their friends, family, or yourself if there's certain things that you're thinking about? And you might not even consciously be thinking suicide, but could lead that direction over a period of time. Are there certain things you should be aware of in yourself and others?
There's not always things. There's many times that we hear about someone taking their life that there were no signs. But oftentimes you come across something. It may be a direct statement. I'm going to kill myself. Or the world would be better off without me. There might be just some behavioral things. You know, for example, if they're not the same person that they were before. Mm-hmm. Start paying attention to that. I know Marilyn's got quite a few. Would you like to read yours?
I mean, people have made this remark, but it's you have to understand it. I mean, how many times have you heard somebody say, I hate my life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I see it on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
Just think.
Yeah. It's so sad,
yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
I'm
very conscious of what I say now
yeah.
because
yeah.
you can yep. say that so flippantly and yep. and it's a serious thing.
And you don't
thing.
Want to normalize something
no.
like that.
No.
Or they might say, you'll be better off without me around.
Yep.
And sometimes a suicide threat, it might not be verbal. It could be done in a text message. It could be something on social media. Could be on Twitter. There's... Oh, wow. Could be the loss of something, whether it's a job, a pet.
Yeah, pay attention yeah. when someone's going through something. And it may not be, you know, losing a job to you might not be anything. It might be like, well, you know, darn, shoot, that stinks.
Yeah, I'll
find another
else,
one.
Yeah.
yeah. To somebody else, that might be their whole identity and their whole life. And so just because it doesn't mean something to you doesn't mean that it doesn't mean something to someone else.
And
so
I think that's one of the hardest things for me. I mean, you know, well, you got a dog you knew wasn't going to outlive you.
Yeah.
If you're 30, you're going to go to 80. The mm-hmm. dog's not going to live 50 years, but you get attached to that or, you know, a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of the people going through, like the wildfires out west, they've lost their whole house.
Yeah.
And some of them are people who lost it 5 years ago, completely rebuilt, and lost
it
again.
And
they're, you know, most of them are talking about how, you know, we're stronger, we'll come back. But that's the ones that you see on TV. You don't see the ones that are
struggling at home.
Yeah.
Everything
they had was mm-hmm. in that house, and those physical items or the pet that might have burned up or something or ran off, those might have meant the world to them.
Yeah.
And
pay attention to the people who don't have a support system.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
maybe those folks in the wildfires that are on TV going, mm-hmm. we're going to come back stronger, they have a great support system where there's people out there that don't have
right.
a lot of friends and family mm-hmm. or they live really far away from their support system.
Right.
Pay attention to those people.
Yeah. Around here, we kind of have the luxury of virtually everybody is fairly closely related to a number of people,
yeah.
Not very far away physically. And so it sometimes that's hard for us to understand, but probably 90% of the world doesn't live that way.
Yeah.
You know, they live somewhere.
We're in a bubble here.
Yeah, and they might or might not even know the names of their neighbors.
Right.
And probably as far as actually knowing them, they don't know them at all. They just know their name and what color car they drive. You know, there's a lot of people like that.
Yep.
In the world, and that's not unusual. It's unusual around here, but you know, other places, that's
life.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're fine. Another thing could be chronic ill health could bring it on. It could be guilt about something. Could be substance abuse. You know, again, it could be the loss of, like, a relationship or a loved one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of triggers for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I you talked about substance abuse. I know there are a lot of people who are dealing with substance abuse
mm-hmm.
and have tried to fight it, and that's okay for a while, and then it gets them again, and they feel, like, hopeless. They've done everything. They think they've done everything they possibly can. To fight it, addiction or whatever it may be, and they can't. They haven't been successful yet.
Yeah.
Sometimes just some encouraging words or showing them where there's some help or, you know, a number of things that I'm sure you girls will touch on later that you can suggest to somebody, or if you're going through that yourself, you can contact somebody that actually can help them.
Yeah.
You know, me giving somebody an encouraging word is nice, but is that going to fix the problem? Maybe
right.
not. Maybe I can stave it off for a day or two, but that's not going to suddenly throw their addiction out the window and it's never coming back. I just, but so anyway, you don't want to add to the problem, but even good intentions and good words can't fix everything. There's services available.
Yeah. Direct them to the service. And like you said, the kind words and the paying attention. I just posted on our Facebook page a beautiful thing. It said, if you can't look at the bright side, then I'll sit with you in the dark. And I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
I'll be with you. I'll stick with you through this. So that's important.
So do you have some more things there? Does that hit most of them?
That's a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's hundreds.
Oh, absolutely.
But this kind of, if it's you going through stuff, kind of be aware and do what you can to kind of pull away from it. If it's somebody else you know, be encouraging and
lead them to some resources. And that's, you know, in our area, we don't, it sure isn't filled with counselors or, you know, we don't offer any therapy or any counseling or anything like that. But if you are struggling or someone you know is struggling, get a hold of us. We'll help connect you. If you have no other option, connect and we will figure it out.
You know who they can talk
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your job isn't to compete with people that already are doing it. Your job is to get them to those people that know what they're what they're doing.
And another really important thing is, I don't know if everybody knows about it yet, but there is a national number that you can text or call, and it's 988. It's, you know, similar to 911, but it's 988.
988. Yep.
And if you're having a mental health crisis or someone you know is having a mental health crisis, call that number.
Yeah, they've had that service for a long, long time. But it was a 10-digit number and wasn't anything like that was real easy to figure out. Like some
or
of the lawyers have 222-2222. It's not. So now it is 988, and you're in contact with people that can actually help you real. I don't know if they're licensed counselors, but they're people who are trained to help you out and get you to places. I'm sure it's kind of a national type thing, and they can get you to local, or in our area, maybe semi-local, Lima, Dayton, somewhere where they can, Greenville, you know.
But it's actually similar to 911. You know, if you call 911 in Mercer County, it goes to the Mercer County Sheriff's Department, right? 988 is...
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Maryland has a connection there. but 988 in our area goes to the Hope Line, which is, I think, the Tri-County Adamus Board covers that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a local person. It is someone that knows the resources in our area and can help, you know, get you what you need.
That's really good. Yes. So you're not talking to a national person.
No, you're not talking to somebody in California.
Oh. Well, that's good. Yeah. So even though that wouldn't be terrible because they would have a list, but these people know that. Well, that's really, really good.
Yeah, I think so too.
And as far as entities that do that type of thing, as far as counseling, help, talk them down, are there a couple around here, dozens? Do they deal with licensed psychologists, psychiatrists?
It doesn't necessarily have to be that. I mean, for medication, you might need a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But there's foundations in Salina. There's lots of private counselors. Yeah. There's Coleman's in the We Care Center in St. Mary's. All of those places. I'm trying to think of... Go ahead.
Crystal Oswald.
Yeah.
In Salina.
Yep. There are lots and lots of private counselors. And gosh, off the top of my head, I can't think of what Van Wert counties. They have a resource counseling center too that could be accessed.
But if you call 988, they'll get you to them.
They'll get you to them. 100%.
Yeah. So that type of thing is you know, it used to be that if you had any kind of problem, you just never talked about it, whatever the problem might be, psychological, anything like that. Now, the last several years, there's a whole, the awareness and is so much greater, and the stigma isn't gone, but it's going. And I think fairly soon, 2 or 3 years, it's just going to be like, well, I have a cold, I'm going to the doctor, or
I hope to the pharmacist. I hope you are
It's not.
Let's hope.
You know, it's going that way now, and it's just not. You know, it used to be, well, you don't talk about that at all.
Yeah.
You don't talk about your problems. You don't do that. You don't go see such and such because it was looked on as a sign of weakness, and now it's looked on as a sign of strength.
Yes.
Being strong enough to go ask somebody for help.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I don't care how macho you think you are. You can't fix everything on your car unless you're a licensed mechanic with all the tools.
You better tell that to my husband.
So you know, there's some things you just can't do yourself.
Yeah.
And even if you can fix the cars, can you fix the TV? Can you do this?
Right.
Every once in a while, there is somebody. Yeah, you need help with something. It's just one more thing you need help with.
Yeah.
Except it's a lot more important than if your car's running. Your brain needs to be running right. And plenty of times, sometimes it is actual chemical imbalance and medication can fix it. A lot of times you just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And they can kind of lead you in the right direction and everything's fine. And other times you need a little more help.
Yeah,
and
sometimes just talking about it makes you feel better, makes you realize something or, you know, correct something.
Yep, or that there's actually somebody listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
because a lot of times,
heard.
Yeah, because sometimes even if it's hard to talk about, just being able to say it out loud and put it into words and have somebody empathetic to what you're saying is a big deal. What do you think is a reason for that being changed, that mentality being changed? Is it some of the high profile things like the gymnast whose name I can't think of and Robin Williams committing suicide? Robin Williams is somebody that everybody thought was the happiest man in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he's crazy. He's fun. He was just out there, and all of a sudden he killed himself. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Well, that's a high-profile person that had problems that people either ignored or refused to believe or just had
no
idea.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't think of her. Simone Biles, mm-hmm. who I was trying to think of. You know, she said, well, I'm done with the individual stuff at the Olympics this year.
Yep, I'm through.
Yeah, and everybody's going,
Yeah.
That's a kid that's got it together. Well, she's not a kid anymore, but that's somebody that has their life together.
Yeah.
Have everything they've ever worked for, and have the world on a silver platter right in front of them, and how could they have problems?
Yeah.
You know, I think that has to help.
I think so. I think it's the high profile things, like, you know, some of the celebrity suicides. I think the world itself is getting more and more hectic, and I think it's just affecting more people. You know, just like social media, for example. You know, here in our small little Mercer County, prior to social media, we were in our bubble, you know, and we didn't have the outside world influencing us. And now with social media and all of that, now the whole world is, people in India are influencing what we're doing on a daily basis in Mercer County. And so I think things are getting more hectic and mental health is starting to affect all of us more and more and more. So I think, you know, like I think about suicide, for example. When I was I knew one person until I was 20 years old that had maybe died by suicide. And suddenly I can sit right here at 40.
I missed that last part.
Yeah, right.
I did too. There must have been a shortener.
I can say I know 10 people. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous in 25 years that I know 10 more people.
Yeah.
That's awful. So I think more and more of us are seeing mental health in their daily life and in the world. And so it's just bringing more and more awareness. So we got to work on our little bubble here, though, because we still got a heck of a lot of people who say, I don't need help. I can handle this on my own. I'm not going to talk about it because I'm a strong person and I don't want my neighbor to know that I'm not strong.
Mm-hmm. And I think with Simone Biles being one of the most talented and most athletic people, strong might not be exactly the right word, probably strong.
Yeah.
And seemingly had everything they could possibly want, saying, I need help and I'm going to get help. And just if they can do something like that, and there's a couple other celebrities' names I can't think of.
The Judds.
Yeah. 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 Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that just, you know, they're, what was that, 3 days before they're getting
a huge award.
And I'm not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, but that one actually happened. Simone is saying, I'm getting help.
Yeah.
And you need to have more people. You know, people would, up until very recently, people would look down on people as weak if they asked for help. And that's starting to disappear now, it seems.
It's turning.
And it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, there, you know, if that hadn't been a stigma, we might still have, was it Naomi Judd?
Yes.
Mama Judd.
Yep. Yeah.
And Robin Williams and a whole bunch of other people that, you know, and that's just the ones that are celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Talented, that we liked what they did. There's people all over that we would like to have back.
Oh. Mm.
And if a little bit of, if the stigma hadn't been there, or if the help had been there, because years ago there probably wasn't, you know, 50 years ago there probably wasn't any help.
Yeah.
You know, you go talk to your MD and he'd say, it's okay, we didn't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Give you a little advice would be about all they could do. Or you could go to maybe Dayton or Cincinnati or Columbus and find a psychiatrist, psychologist. But if you're just a regular person, that's extremely expensive, mm-hmm. and you have to drive somewhere to do it. So that was just something that wasn't done. Now there's help all over the place.
Yeah.
And don't know. Let's just talk about that cost. At some of these places, will insurance cover some of that? Sometimes, always, never?
I believe every county is required by the state to have an agency with a sliding scale and to offer that.
Okay.
Now, professionals out there, don't quote me on everything, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so insurance, so some insurance will pay for some.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, insurance agencies are starting to get more and more minded like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, my agent or my insurance agency, they offer 10 counseling sessions a year for anything. You don't have to be going through a crisis. If you're going through a divorce and you want to see a counselor, mm-hmm. it'll pay for those. So I think more and more insurance companies are going through that. And, you know, there was always a thing too. I mean, not that we want people to die, but there was always a thing with life insurance that life insurance wouldn't pay for a suicide-related death.
Right.
And that's starting to turn around, too, which I think is wonderful. People are starting to recognize it as an illness.
I think now in most cases, if it's within 2 years of when the policy was taken out,
then
they can deny it. But if it's after that. So if you know, if you're just living your life and then and get your life insurance and 3 or 4 years goes by and you just get desperate and think that's the only way out, which it isn't, but
yeah,
and do that, then they would still pay. In most cases, I think it's 2 years, because they don't want people that are thinking about suicide to go get a policy and 3 weeks later they jump off a bridge or shoot themselves just so the family can be solvent or whatever it might have been.
Yeah.
So, but
and on the cost thing, if anyone out there ever has an issue with paying for counseling, please get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the gas money to get to the counselor.
Right.
Let us know. We'd love to help you.
Yes. There are people that will help with kind of anything like that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back in a minute or two and we'll continue our conversation on Assure, and maybe we haven't actually gotten into talking about the walk.
We probably should do that
since that's coming up on Saturday. We'll plan on doing that when we come back. That's a teaser, but we might change our mind in the meantime. But I promise you, we will get to it sometime because that's the main reason we picked this date. So be back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. Kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274. Here's a way you can support a local business and help restore the Morvilius Opera House. All through the month of September, every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will help support the restoration of the Morvilius Opera House. The Friends of the Opera House Committee keeps progressing, and here's a way you can help out too. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses, and help finance the preservation and restoration of the Morvilius Opera House. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it's MAC football again as our Indians travel to Minster. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with our pregame show starting at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available. Get to as many games as you can to help support our Indians teams this fall. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with the ladies from Assure. It is, Tanya Byron and Marilyn Colleague. And we were talking about all kinds of stuff, but I guess I cut it off a little too soon when we were talking about the services, if you want to get specific or general, whichever way, and the cost what Assure actually has.
For Assure, there is absolutely no cost. If you call us and we lead you to something, that doesn't cost anything. And the walk is free. The services, I mean, we kind of have some freedom with our services. It's really about helping our community and what they need in relation to suicide. So if it's directing people to counseling, it's maybe helping people afford counseling. But like I said earlier, there's a lot of options when it comes to that, like sliding fee scales and that type of thing. If it's paying for a gas card, if it's helping with a funeral. Another big thing that we started recently is the scholarship that we have through Mercer County Civic Foundation. The scholarship is, well, there's like four ways that you can get the scholarship. One, you can be a high school student that is going into the mental health field. You can apply for that scholarship at the Mercer County Civic Foundation. if you are a student who has been affected by suicide, you know, meeting mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, you can apply for that scholarship. If you are a current college student that is going into the mental health field or a like field, you can apply for that scholarship. And the final way is if you are a mental health professional working in the field right now in Mercer County and you want to go back to school or get some kind of specialty education, you can apply for the scholarship. So all you have to do is go to the Mercer County Civic Foundation, or you can go to assuremc.org, and there's a link to the Mercer County Civic Foundation and the scholarship funds.
Okay, and that's where you get the application?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep. There's a small application, and then I believe we have an essay that you need to write about how suicide has affected you, or how what's important about the mental health field and getting into
it. And why are you getting into
that?
Why
are you doing it? Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what you think you can accomplish, and well, I guess that would be the same thing. If you think you can accomplish something to help friends and neighbors and strangers and all of that, that's a really good thing. So that's really good. So is that probably going to be an ongoing thing forever as far as your plans are?
Absolutely. The plan is to do more of them. Like right now we just have one out there, but you know, I don't know about you, Marilyn, but my future says let's keep on doing this, because the more we can help the mental health in our area and improve the services in Mercer County.
Mm-hmm. Now, would this be for people who are pledging to or planning to come back to Mercer County, or just in general?
You know, we've not really done that stipulation yet. I mean, that would be the...
Well, in my head, that would be a nice thing for about the first 10 or 15, then we'd have... after 20 years and you did four of them, we'd have 80 of them. And I'm not sure all of them would be
they wouldn't be making any money.
So it's just in general is probably.
Right now that's only available to Mercer County residents.
Okay.
I know Assure is, you know, area and the surrounding area, but right now that was the best that we could do was to stick to Mercer County.
And you know, if you had 12 scholarships every year, you can spread it out some, but you're trying to be specific to people that that more likely to support you. That's just kind of the way we should go. So Suicide Prevention and Awareness Walk coming up Saturday, let's get into details on that, and does that raise money, and about how much, and what do you do with the money if there is some raised?
Well, the walk is on Saturday. Registration starts at 8:30, but you can register anytime between 8:30 and 11 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, we have an opening ceremony. We usually have someone sing for us. We maybe have the sheriff speak for us, and we do a little prayer and just kind of talk about why we're here and what we're doing. And
Sheriff's
then,
a huge supporter, isn't he?
He is. He has been absolutely wonderful. He really, truly has.
Yes. They don't like to investigate that stuff.
Right. I'm sure.
Yeah. Because pretty good chance that whoever goes there probably knew him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not...
Yeah.
That's not a pleasant thing. But they don't like to investigate crimes to start with. But when someone that they actually know... So, yeah. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fine. So 9 o'clock is the opening ceremony, and then we walk as long as you want, as short as you want. You don't have to walk. You can be in a wheelchair. You can wear rollerblades. You can bring your dog. You can bring your kids. Bring anybody that you want to.
Or sit on the bench and people watch.
You can sit on the bench and people watch. We just want as many people coming out to show support for folks that are experiencing this, have been through a loss. The other thing is if you're nervous about coming because something recent happened, we don't stand around and talk about our stories. We don't ask people to share their stories. We just say, hey, we're here. You know, we're all here for the same reason.
Yep.
And we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. You certainly, if you feel like you need to talk about it, you find somebody in a Sure t-shirt and we'll definitely talk to you.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Right. And sometimes just being there, knowing that there's all of these people who are either in the group that are helping or the general public that's there that understands there's a problem, even if we don't understand what the problem is or how to fix it, at least they understand there's a problem and are willing to at least throw visual support.
Yeah.
Financial's okay, but just visual support of being there and making it a successful event. Because events like this, yeah, it's successful if you raise a bunch of money, but that's not always exactly what you're after. Its success is raising awareness, especially for something this important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not able to support financially, that's okay. Go and
absolutely
just be there.
I've told lots of people recently, you don't have to come and donate.
Yeah.
Just come and be.
And you don't walk around with a plate and everybody sees who puts money in or
right.
anything like that.
Right.
And if you want to, you can send money ahead of time, money afterwards. When we do our Christmas show, we have some people that will send us money when they get their income tax refund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think they're going to get $2,000 or $3,000, and they'll send us $100 or $500 or whatever they feel like doing that particular year. And that happens all the time with a lot of people because, you know, it's nice to get it all in and know mm-hmm. exactly what your budget's going to be, but you're not going to be unpleasantly surprised
no.
if you get an extra couple of hundred or 500
no,
at a different time.
No, we would
time.
Be so angry.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah, we do raise money at the walk, but it is not our main goal. We gather sponsors each year for the walk, so we have lots and lots of gracious businesses in our area that have donated to our walk. Then we, you know, hopefully gather a little bit of money during the day of the walk. And then what we use that money for the scholarships. We use that money for any financial assistance. We use it for resources. A couple of years ago, we supported some speakers to come to the local schools and do
That's
presentations.
Huge.
To the high school students.
Because that's where a lot of suicide, it seems at least to me to be where a lot of it's kind of growing with bullying, because online bullying is such a bigger thing now.
Yeah.
Used to be there'd be a guy pushing you around or something.
Yeah.
And that was your bully or just harassing you. Now they can just attack you relentlessly online
and you know, without face-to-face.
Yeah.
You can do it anonymously.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, schools are probably a really good place to at least plant the seed that there's some help there. And most schools have like a guidance counselor that can maybe help some. And a lot of them are starting to get, I believe, the Mercer County Education Services has some...
like
counselors
on,
of that, at least maybe not specifically, but at least that can deal with that type of thing. And that I think they're available to every school.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. So anything else we want to talk about on the walk? So anybody can come at any time before 11 o'clock and just walk as long as you want to.
Yep.
So at 11 o'clock, are they throwing everybody out of the fairgrounds?
Yeah, no.
Do you just walk around the fairgrounds, walk around the track? What do you...
We have a set, kind of a set path.
Mm-hmm.
We start out at the Kenfeld building, and then we walk up the paved path to the
grandstand,
and then around back to the Kenfeld building. So it's mainly in shade, so if it's really sunny, you mm-hmm. won't get sunburned. If it's raining, you got a little bit of cover.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's calling for a little bit of rain. I really hope it doesn't.
It's a possibility, but, you know.
Yeah. But we know how that goes, too.
Yeah,
it could be torrential downpours.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Then they can just walk around inside one of the big buildings.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure something out.
Or in a couple of years, they can walk around in that 12,000 square foot building they're going to do.
Yeah.
Saturday is also World Suicide Prevention Day.
Yes.
How perfect.
Exactly. We didn't realize it when we picked the date, but now it's very fitting.
Yes, and that is, and you know, this is going to be a good event any way you do it, because people are finally, I think, pretty aware of what, that they may not remember everything, but they know you exist.
Yeah.
So the website is AssureMC from Mercer County .org.
Correct.
Assure, A-S-S-U-R-E.
Yep.
M-C.
.org.
.org. And that gets you a lot of information for that.
Yep. You can contact us through that if you have questions or want to get involved. There's links if you wanted to donate to us. Mm-hmm. There's links to the scholarship at the Mercer County Civic Foundation. There's lots of resources and phone numbers if you need, you know, to get help. There's lots of good information on there.
Yep. So let's take another commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll kind of finish up and touch on some of the things we did before, and then we'll get to Rocker Randy Bonvillain with the this day in pop culture history.
Yes.
All right. You got any awesome stuff going on this time?
I hope.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping for some kind of teaser. You're going to talk about the Kennedys or something like that. But.
No. Not. Bill can calm down there. You know?
Okay. Be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments. Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, October 25th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available for any high school or junior high band or choir member, and you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $7 each, and kids 5 and under are free, and carryouts will be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 25th, for the Music Boosters annual all-you-can-eat breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m., and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
We're back on Insight with the folks from Assure, and we've been talking about what they do, the suicide prevention and awareness walk that's coming up this weekend. So let's kind of go back over. Let's kind of redo some of the things we talked about earlier. Like, what are the services that you offer? What's the cost? Other things that you do? What is there? What kind of help do you offer for people that need help, even if they don't want to admit it?
So I think the biggest thing is anything we do is free. Mm-hmm. And we are not counselors. We are not mental health professionals. But if you get in touch with us, we will get you connected with who you need to be connected with. One of the things that we haven't talked about that just came into my head, for a little while, we offered a support group. We have several folks in our committee that are support group facilitators for suicide loss. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have a great showing. A lot of people didn't show up for it. So, and then COVID happened, you know, that dreaded thing, and it ended. But we are certainly interested in getting that back started if it's needed and necessary. Mm-hmm. So if anyone feels like that's something they need, reach out to us, email us, go through the website and mm-hmm. email us.
Well, yeah, because now you're allowed to get together. And also, like we talked about earlier, a lot of the stigma is gone for going and asking for help.
Yeah.
It is not a sign of weakness. And don't anybody out there try to condemn somebody for trying to get some help. It's important to get help with it, whatever your problem is, whether mm-hmm. it's mental, physical, financial, whatever it is. There's people that can help you. And for this, it just is not a bad thing to go ask for help and make your life and the people's life around you better.
Yeah.
Just, Rocker, you got a question? Looks like you're about to ask a question.
I'm thinking, what's the fine line between being depressed and being suicidal? Is it the same thing, or is it...
It can be the same thing, but it's not necessarily the same thing. You can be depressed and not be suicidal, and you could be suicidal and not be depressed.
But if you're depressed, that doesn't mean you're nuts.
No, absolutely not.
Because
although 20 years ago, that's what it meant.
Yeah,
but I think that's what goes through the mind of a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what and you know, with a lot of the things going on, Simone Biles, like we were talking about, and several other people like that, they've kind of shown that no, that is not even close to what it is. It is not that, 100% not that. So, you know, a lot of us were kind of raised to think that. And, you know, think poorly of somebody that thought they needed some help. And that is definitely not.
Absolutely
it.
Not.
But so.
So, yeah, it's not, I'm not a professional, but that just because you're depressed doesn't mean
I've been
nuts.
Depressed in times.
Me too.
Well, that's when you're looking in the mirror.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
I usually don't attack you till your segment, but I'll...
It's absolutely normal for anybody to go through a small little period of depression. When it lasts for days, when it lasts for weeks, you better get some help and talk to somebody and what you need to do, because that's not right. But every single person goes through a little time period where they're depressed or upset about something and down.
Yep. So... I think when we were on break, you were saying something like we had some stats. Is there anything that's kind of pertinent that we, anything that stands out to you that we should?
Well, first of all, suicide is the 12th leading cause of death overall in the United States.
Wow.
And 12. Back in 2020, there was 45,979 Americans died by suicide.
What year was that?
In 2020.
Okay.
And that is about one death every 11 minutes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Now, does it break down? And I don't
age
know if
groups,
it's even pertinent.
Yep.
Well, I was thinking teens and or veterans.
Yep.
That type of thing.
Yep. Second leading cause of death among individuals in the age group of 10 to 14.
Second leading?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And also for 25 to 34.
Wow.
Yep.
It's heartbreaking. Their lives are just starting.
Yeah, and they feel like they're worthless.
Yep. Third leading.
That isn't true at all. I mean, nope. They're good in everybody.
Third leading cause among individuals in the age group of 15 to 24. Wow. And fourth leading cause of death among ages of 35 to 44.
Yeah. Man.
And nearly two times as many suicides in the United States as what there were homicides.
Two times?
Yep. Homicides were only...
For every homicide that you see on the news in Dayton or whatever,
yep,
there's two suicides?
Yep. The homicides in 2020 only totaled 24,576.
And what frightens me is those are the ones that were reported.
Yeah.
That's not counting potentially an overdose.
Yeah.
That may have been a suicide attempt. And it's not, it doesn't even cover all of it.
Nope.
Now, is that the leading form of suicide? Is that the overdose?
Not necessarily. It's broken down between women and men, isn't it?
Actually, in 2020, the suicide method leading was firearms with 24,292. Then it was suffocation. Then poisoning.
Another.
Poisoning was 5,528.
Hmm.
And then other causes was 3,664. But also in 2020, the suicide rate among men was four times higher than it was in women.
Hmm.
Now, like these fentanyl overdoses, now that's not necessarily suicidal.
It's rarely, probably. More than likely not.
Most of that's like from the bad dosage, right?
Probably, but...
Could be.
They might be doing it on purpose, but I would say probably not, but that's just a guess.
There's theories out there, though, too, that over drug use, period, is a form of suicide.
Exactly.
Period. Because you are doing something because your body or your emotional well-being is not feeling good, so you're doing something to feel better.
Yeah.
And you're trying to numb it all, you know, so.
Yep.
And one more thing. In 2020, estimated 12.2 million Americans, adults, seriously thought about committing suicide. 3.2 million planned an attempt.
Wow.
And 1.2 million attempted.
Mm.
So suicide affects all ages.
Yeah.
It's not limited to one age group.
Yeah, that's wow. So now I've kind of forgotten. Did we go back and go over the walk again after this last break? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
So let's go ahead, because that's what's coming up on Saturday. So let's go over that again, and then I'll let you girls kind of get home.
Okay. So the walk is Saturday at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. We meet at the Kenfeld Building. Registration starts at 8:30.
You'd want to go on the main gate?
The main gate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They changed it, didn't they?
It's the gate that is closest to the swimming pool on Mud Pike.
Okay.
Can't remember what the name of the road is in Salina, what it actually is the street name. But
it's that one street.
You know, that one street.
Yeah.
You know, it goes by that house, you know, the one with the car in the driveway.
By the pool. That's the best. Yep.
If you come in that one, or if you're familiar enough with the fair when it's happening by the commercial building.
Mm.
So you come in there, 8:30 registration starts, but you can register anytime between 8:30 and 11 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we have some opening ceremonies and we start the walk. You can walk anytime. You can walk as long as you want, for as little as you want. You don't have to walk. You can roll if you want to. You can run if you want to. Or you can just sit around and people watch if you want to. And then, let's see, what else did I need to say about that?
There's no set cost, and you don't need to do this or this. It's what if you do decide you want to contribute some, you can. If you want to contribute later, that's fine.
Yep, we won't fight you.
Yeah, they're not
about it.
They're not passing the plate. And when you pass go, you do not have to pay them $200.
Correct. So yeah, come on out. And ways you can get involved with us or contact us is through assuremc.org. And also, we have a Facebook page that's Area Suicide Support and Resources. We put some inspirational quotes on there. We talk about the upcoming walk. We advertise our scholarship and any services we have. We thank all of our sponsors for the walk.
And I'm sure they can message you, private message you on that.
You can message. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a community happening on there of, you know, people that are kind of starting to chat and be together. So that's good to see and encouraging.
Yep. So, again, coming up on Saturday, and anybody's welcome to go. And I guess we want to just thank Tanya and Marilyn for coming and being with us tonight and kind of going over things that are coming up and lots of services. The stigma is going away, and it should have been gone decades ago, but it was there. Stigma's going away. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help.
Not at all.
It is making your life and the people's life around you better. So, again, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yes. We're glad to have things like this that we can help promote. We'll take a little break. We'll come back with Rocker and this date in
pop culture history.
And we'll be back right after this. Then Sports Talk coming up.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Ah, nothing says fall better than the smell of chili in the air, the sound of horseshoes clanking iron, and the sight of young kids pedaling tractors down a dirt track. Of course, I'm talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, held on September 9th through 11th on the grounds of St. Joseph Church, 1.5 miles northeast of Fort Recovery. It all kicks off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament and wraps up on that Sunday evening with the Friends of St. Joe Church raffle drawing. From kids' games to gambling, cake stands to live music, horseshoe tournaments to tractor pulls, and plenty of food and drinks, there's fun for the entire family at the St. Joe Festival September 9th through 11th. See the Church Bulletin or St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page for all the details.
We're back. Insight. We had the folks from Assure talking with us about the upcoming walk on Saturday at the fairgrounds. And you can go. You don't have to donate anything. You can just come out and you can walk. You can run. You can sit there. Just be there physically for support. And they talked about all the things that they do to help people out. So now we change gears completely.
Way completely.
About, is there something more than 180 from exact opposite? So
this week in pop culture history.
All
1969.
I was born then.
Sid and Marty Krofft's initial offering to the pop culture world is HR Puffin Stuff.
All right.
Remember that?
I've heard of it. I was 20 years old at the time, so I don't really...
Yeah, you probably didn't pay attention to it.
Didn't pay much attention.
Yeah, it was basically a bunch of hillbilly puppets.
Awesome.
Who I'm guessing Sid and Marty might have been partaking in the old left-handers.
Hmm. The now, old left-handers, so that Joe Nuxall was one of them?
I might have been. Then some years later, they gave us another donation to the pop culture world.
Oh, yeah?
1974, they gave us Land of the Lost. It's basically, it's a world where they go back, they're going canoeing, and they end up in a world of the prehistoric dinosaurs.
Oh, was that on the Wabash?
I don't think so.
Oh, bigger river probably.
Also, Hong Kong Fui premiered on NBC.
Hong Kong Fui. I don't know much about that one either.
Well, I was hoping one of you two would know. Thank you, Harold.
So I'm guessing that was a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
1979.
79.
This is Wednesday, by the way. I just kind of flowed right in.
Okay.
SportsCenter premiered on ESPN, which also premiered in 1979 on this day.
Awesome.
Top notch. That went well for everybody.
Yeah, ESPN.
One of their first...
SportsCenter.
One of their first live sporting events was tractor pulls.
Awesome.
Yes, one of them.
Awesome. Fort Recovery tractor pull?
I would assume there wasn't too many, you know.
Well, probably somewhere.
Oh, hometown birthdays.
Ooh.
Some guy I believe you both know, probably, Rick Mullenkamp, birthday today. No, his brother, Rick.
Yep. Okay.
Chainsaw Jason Geyer's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Chainsaw.
And tomorrow we got you guys, buddy, Johan Niekamp.
Yeah, he's not our buddy. We don't like him.
No, friend. He's too good at golf.
Wait. Yeah. If he wasn't quite as good at golf, we'd like him.
Okay. We'll go with the celebrity birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays.
Tuesday, we got Jane Curtin.
Jane
turned 75.
Curtin. Jane, you ignorant slut.
Speaking of. Oh, good.
Hello, Digger Don.
Jeff Foxworthy turned 64.
64.
And then today, Gloria Gaynor turns 75.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
That's my donation to the pop culture world.
All right.
Nice job.
Yeah, it was. There's hardly anything to harass you about. I'm very sorry. It would have been nice if there had been something.
I live on
the
high notes,
man. Yep. Well, let's take a little break, and we will head to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.